Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Because of some spooky misconceptions, bats have become synonymous with Halloween. But as Gary Kwasinski, professor of biology at the University of Scranton, will tell us, we should be scared for bats, not of them.
Although Hollywood portrays bats as creepy, as one who studies these nocturnal mammals, I know they do more good than harm. Bats are voracious insect predators, and many of the bugs consumed are crop and forest pests. Some say bats are the unsung heroes of organic farming. The scariest thing to me about bats is the killer disease known as white nose syndrome. Scientists have not been able to find a way to stop nor contain white nose fungus. And as the disease spreads across North America from east to west, small groups of bats with resistance are being discovered. It is hoped these small pockets of resistance will aid in restoration of bat populations after the disease runs its course. But it will take decades, if not centuries, to restore bat populations to their pre-white nose syndrome numbers. Troubling, but there is hope for bats. Survival might depend on these creatures' amazing reproductive processes. Most bats have low reproductive potential with high success rates, producing only one young per year. But the maternal effort to produce that one young is phenomenal. The average bat at birth is 25 to 30% of maternal postpartum weight. Think 25-pound baby and 100-pound mother. I have found that one bat, the Jamaican fruit bat, has the ability to produce 3 young per year. And this helps to understand the predominance of this bat in the Caribbean and how this bat repopulates relatively quickly after natural disasters such as hurricanes.
That was Gary Kwasinski of the University of Scranton. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change. Bats float like traffic as they pour.